Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, welcome to Roots Music Southern Style.
Sometimes through late night, I'll close my eyes and I'll think of her. When the smoke bus sets in before the pre-morning sin, I'll think of her, whoa, her. It's the taking I can't fake, the giving I won't make, but I'll hate thee all alone, whoa, the hair alone. Hopelessly I'll fall before I think to stall. I'll think of her, oh her. There's a cold bed in her room, she's still breathing her perfume. Well, I'll think of her. Each tip back of the glass brings illusions of the past. Where I'll think of her, oh her. It's the hope that makes me numb and the doubt wants to come, but I know I'll never learn. Oh, what's more to learn? Hopelessly I'll stand, build this wall up all by hand, and I'll think of her, oh her.
Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is season 20 of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we welcome you to show number 749. I almost tripped on that number. Adam Chaffin's an independent singer-songwriter who is a product of culturally rich Eastern Kentucky, has always been about music. He started early in middle school, fronting and playing bass in a band. His talent was met with scholarship opportunities and a resulting music degree. After a move to Tennessee, he began his Nashville career as an in-demand session musician, alternating that with a life on the road as a member of various bands, including several years with the revolutionary bluegrass band Town Mountain, who's also been here on Red Barn Stage. Welcome to the Red Barn Stage now, Adam Chaffins.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Adam Chaffins has roots buried deep in country music soil, but what the world hears today is Chaffins' new lane of music, a reflection of him, both past and present, that weaves together his personal and musical experiences to create a sound and mood that's unique and also comfortably familiar. His 2020 debut album, Some Things Won't Last, which you've got to hear, features a range from fuzz-toned, drum-driven rockers to ballads laced with symphonic swells. It lays bare the many layers of Adam in his music. Adam is joined on the Red Barn stage tonight by the talented Cy Winstanley on guitar and vocals. Welcome Adam Chaffins and Cy Winstanley to Red Barn Radio.
Till this far I had a pretty good lead. Always reaching with the left hand while the right held right on me. You were always on the undecided, never just happy to find. Spinning around inside a state of hesitation, death of the make of mine. Need to ask the old days, they told me plenty times. A pretty face with a bad case, a word never meant to rhyme. And everybody's asking what's the problem, as if they need to approve. Now it's feeling like a way or shadow, the light never in the doorway, sneaking on me. See you hiding in the doorway, messing in the doorway, messing with me. Ooh. Ooh. We have this thing got going, everything after goodbye. Seem to pride yourself in knowing, but I know just how you lie. I'd like to think you got another thing coming, but I'm here asking for more. Help me someone to the nearest window, somebody's ripped out the floor. See you messing in the doorway, sneaking in the doorway, sneaking on me. See you hiding in the doorway, messing in the doorway, messing with me. I wish I was running,
wish I was running,
wish I could be running,
wish I could be running,
wish I could stay running
Welcome, folks, to Red Barn Radio. Great to have you here with us. Our guest this evening is Adam Chaffins. Adam's music is making a big hit down where he's from. NPR has given him some great accolades, and so has Billboard. His album, Some Things Won't last, I think was released in 2020 or
February 2020.
We met, Adam, when you were here last with your wife, Britt.
Yeah.
You're now a wife. She wasn't your wife then.
I got some more hardware on this trip than I did on the last one.
Well, congratulations
to
you
all.
We did hear about that. And I think at the time it was something that was being discussed.
We were planning it, I think.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think you did some of the planning right here on the stage.
I think maybe so.
We helped you make some of your choices.
Check the tape.
So, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be here, man. Thanks for hitting me up. I'm glad to be back.
Cy Winstanley is here playing the lead guitar. Cy, nice to meet you, and nice to have you on the program as well.
Very nice to be had.
All right. All right. I thought we could begin by having you talk a little bit about sort of your formal education.
I grew up in Louisa, Kentucky. There's a lot of great pickers and singers from around those parts and songwriters.
What county is Louisa in?
It's Lawrence County.
For folks who are as unfamiliar with the county's locations as I am,
yeah.
Tell us where that is.
It's as far east as you can really go in the state. It's on the West Virginia border, like downtown Louisa is across the Leviza Fork and the Big Sandy River, and then you're in Fort Gay, West Virginia. Just a hip and a scop. And then Ironton's just about Ohio. The Ohio state line is not too far down the way either. So it's really the tri-state kind of region.
Ashland being sort of the big city.
Yeah, it's where you go to Walmart is in Ashland. Of course, they have one in Louisiana.
I would think so,
yeah. We won't talk about that, yeah. I take earthquakes of heartache, drink a sea of total sorrow, if it grant me a solution to find time that I could borrow. Thought I knew what I was doing, thought I fought the better fight. Suppose it's too late to tell you, never mind, I wasn't right. I'd always go into tomorrow, thinking how I did it yesterday. Wouldn't let you even try to get to know me that well anyway. I'd struggle with the words, with the bottle I'd stay hid. The worst of me in front of you like some spoiled little kid. If I could take it all back, if I could take it all back. When you were crying in the kitchen with your head between your knees, and I stood there in silence like a storm before the breeze. No trust to confide, and my guilt on display like a hard northern winter, dark but out the light of day. And I said a lot of things, if I only cared what they would mean. Tried to act like they were empty, like a crime without a scene. All the lies that I was hiding, and the best that I would take. Simple honesty is something that I honestly can't make. If I could take it all back, if I could take it all back. I take earthquakes of heartache, drink a sea of total sorrow. If at least I would have left you, the pride I watch you swallow. If there's one thing I'm sure of, the last thought to prove right, your life's better living, not including my sight. If I could take it all back, if I could take it all back, if I could just take it back, if I could take it all back. Thank you. growing up there, there was just a lot of people playing and a lot of different things happening. And I was really fortunate to have lots of mentors, you know, either players in church that I went to who were like, hey, you should be in this thing or you should do this. And there's just a lot of folks who, and teachers in school, music teachers. I was fortunate that they took kind of an interest in me and my hopes and aspirations to do this thing that I do now.
How were those hopes and aspirations expressing themselves when you were like in middle and high school?
There were lots of daydreams. There were lots of notes home like, hey, tell your kid to pay attention to math. Uh-huh. You know, there's lots of that kind of stuff. You know, had little bands since I was like 12 years old, playing bass in little bands. And there was a lot of folks playing and getting at it around those times. Growing up there, it was like, hey, you know, you're going to go to college. You know, my dad was a coal miner and my mom was a social worker. And they were both like, you know, you're going to go to school. Hopefully you can get some scholarships to pay for it. And I was lucky for that. So I did some time at Bellarmine University in Louisville.
Sure.
And kind of started out singing classical music, which I wasn't really as hip to be quite honest.
And so they have a program there? And
they do,
sort of,
yeah.
And opera? Or?
Yeah.
Pre-opera?
Pre-opera, whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Forever pre-opera.
All I know is one of these days I'm gonna get what's mine. The storm rolling in on the edge of town, a little bit at a time. I'll get a little bit at a time. That mountain was never coming down to me. I had to get up and climb. Only one way to the top of that thing, a little bit at a time. I'll get a little bit at a time. Yeah, some folks, they don't even want a piece. If they can't have a whole damn pie, well, me, I'm fine getting all I need a little bit at a time. I'll get a little bit at a time. Your kind of love is strong enough to make a man lose his mind. Come on, baby, go and drive me crazy a little bit at a time. Oh, yeah, a little bit at a time. Yeah, some folks, they don't even want a piece. If they can't have a whole damn pie, well, me, I'm fine getting all I need a little bit at a time. I'll get a little bit at a time. Sitting on a rock on top of this hill, higher than a Georgia pine, watching that Tennessee sun go down a little bit at a time. Oh, a little bit at a time. Oh, a little bit at a time. Oh, yeah, a little bit at a time. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I started playing with a jazz piano player. I was taking lessons from him who taught there, a guy named Todd Hildreth. Taking those lessons with him and him having me play electric bass in some ensembles, that was like, you know, I think I want to expand my harmonic horizons in music. Somehow that led to me transferring to Morehead State University, which was the last place on earth I thought I'd ever end up out of high school. I was so lucky to get to go there and to have a great education with so many incredible players, and also getting to do another Appalachian kind of bluegrass folk music through the traditional center there, working with Jesse Wells primarily.
Sure.
And Jesse was just, you know, such an inspiration to me. Jesse took me to his office and played John Hartford's Aeroplane for me when I was like a junior in college. And, you know, I remember every moment of that sitting at
his desk. So he just said, stop everything.
Yeah. I remember it was literally, we were downstairs and he was like, you know, like John Hartford. And I was like, who's John Hartford? He's like, let's go upstairs. There's lots of instances like that there.
We've been fooled for a long time. Ripe fruit on a high vine. I'm reaching for you. People say I should quit, but they don't know how we fit when you try me on. So I bide my time, I run my lines, I wait my turn. But you're pulling me along like a happy girl. All the ways I try to make you mine are never right. And I'm down to the bottom. I'm down to the bottom. But I got one more trick in the box and I'm trying it on you. And I got one more trick in the box and I'm trying it on you. The signals that you're sending, and good love never ending, you know that it's true. So baby, why are we stalling? Can't you hear our love? It's a calling you. I got one more trick in the box, I'm trying it on you. And I got one more trick in the box and I'm trying it on you. I'm gonna tell you that I love you, and tell you that I love you, and that's my one last trick in the box, and I'm trying it on you. That's my one last trick in the box. I'm my one last trick in the box. Oh, it's my one. And I'm trying it on you.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.
You be the baddest mamma jamma in the state of Alabama and the queen of the muddy Mississippi. You hear the squeeze box all night, Louisiana moonlight, Bayou down in Baton Rouge. Hey, hey, baby, baby, if it drives you crazy, then it drives me crazy too. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you
Red
go,
Barn
I
Radio,
go.
Roots music, yeah. Southern style.